You're listening to Bailey Sabbath Podcast with my dad, Jamie.
Hey guys, Pastor Jay here. Hope you had a great weekend. Before we get to today's devotional, I just wanted to share something with you guys that I just learned. Maybe you guys already knew this, but you can actually listen to podcasts through Alexa. And so if you wanted to, you could listen to the Daily Sabbath podcast through Alexa. Basically, you can just say, Alexa, play the podcast Daily Sabbath Devotionals, and it'll play the latest episode. And so maybe if you're at home and you're folding laundry, or if you're like me and you have a sleeping baby on you, you could just listen to the podcast right there. And so I just wanted to share that with you guys because I thought it was cool. And as always, if you guys have any feedback or questions you want to ask, there's a link in the episode description for you guys to leave a message. And if you want to support the podcast, you can buy me a cup of coffee and I'll be sure to give you a shout out on the podcast. All right, here's today's scripture reading. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6. Train up a child in the way they should go. Even when they are old, they will not depart from it. Do you ever just sit back and try to observe who your kids really are? I took my daughter to soccer class the other day. The class hadn't started yet, and I watched as my daughter greeted each of the other kids. And before I knew it, she had organized them all into a game together. As I watched her, it began to dawn on me that perhaps what I was observing was the inklings of her spiritual gifting, leadership. And maybe this is part of my role as a parent, to recognize the gifts I see in her and to call them out by name into the light. But also to help her navigate them. Sin is always crouching at the door, and every gift can be bent into a weakness if we do not steward them. Leadership easily becomes dominance, and influence easily becomes control. So as a dad, I help fan her flame into a fire that can give warmth to the house of God. But I also help her prevent it from becoming an inferno that consumes her. And so your reflection for today is this. What are the gifts that you see in your children, or even just the people in your sphere of influence? How are you calling those out into the light and helping to nurture them? For more Daily Sabbath content, please be sure to follow us on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. And you can also follow us on our Instagram account, Daily Sabbath.